Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. Oh, hello. Hello. We're on Blog Talk. Blog Talk can hear this. If they're listening to the repeat, they're hearing all of this. And I just want to say, if someone is on Blog Talk Radio listening to an archive of our show, you should go to metalinjection.net because, sure, you get this behind-the-scenes stuff here right now, but this is such a lower-quality version of the show. We give you a high-quality MP3 download. I am recording. They're not, it's just weird. It's just zoomed in or something. I don't know. But I'm recording here. Look, I'll stop.
I like balls.
Darren, I don't like hearing my sound effects.
Really?
You're saying that's
Blog Talk Radio?
No, you can play them, but don't.
Oh, hello. Hello. We're on Blog Talk. Blog Talk can hear this. if they're listening, they're hearing all of this. And I just want to say, if someone is on Blog Talk Radio listening to an archive of our show, you should go to injection.net because, sure, you get this behind-the-scenes stuff here right now, but this is such a lower-quality version of the show. We give you a high-quality MP3 download.
And rape. And rape.
Now? The Metal General Cast by Truth. Truth is giving you a chance to win free tickets to the 2012 Rockstar Festival daily. Visit facebook.com/truthorange for your chance to win. It's that easy.
Hello, I am Chuck Lett from Metal Injection Livecast. Are you as glad as I am that all the political conventions are finally over? I haven't screamed "shut up, old man" at my television so many times since the last time I watched some kind of monster. Damn white people. Here's the show.
Some kind of monster? Like a cheese documentary? Is that what that was?
No, it was the documentary behind the scenes of the making of the monsters.
Oh.
Kind of monster.
And the Metallica. Same television show.
Yeah.
Metallica also did a documentary about cheese. That's why it's confusing.
Now I'm hungry. Welcome to the 179th episode of the Metal Injection Livecast. In 21 weeks, we will have done 200 episodes of this show. Hmm. That's 3 months away. That's crazy.
Yeah. Wait, 3 months away? 21 weeks? It's 3 months?
Something like that, 4 months.
And that's going to be very close to our four-year anniversary, too.
Yeah.
What are we getting each other for our anniversary? Or what are we doing?
Butt plugs?
Maybe Sean will show up as an anniversary.
No, him not showing up.
He only shows up on the anniversaries now.
Sean is like the deadbeat dad.
Yeah.
Only comes one time a year.
The absentee parent.
Who'd be the bastard in that scenario?
The show.
I guess. Well, he wasn't here when the show was created, though.
So deadbeat stepdad?
Yeah, that's better.
It's even worse.
Yeah.
But he's redheaded, so he's a stepchild. No, I need some more heat in my cans, Noah. Can I get a little more heat?
This is a great time to mention that we have a phone number here. The number to dial is 646-929-1357. Oh, and Sid, you were not here last week.
It's true.
And what happened was...
I listened to the show.
Mike brought in cookies for
you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah, because you were talking about those Entenmann's cookies.
Oh, shit.
So this week...
This wasn't even mentioned on the air. I listened to the entire... Or most of the episode. Once you started doing Trash or Thrash, I turned it off.
That's probably what I wish we had a camera ready to show to Sid's expression of happy, pure joy. So rare emotion for Sid.
He looks like he just got a...
So I get to take these home, or is this for everybody and we here?
I'm not eating any.
Is this like my prize? My parting gift?
You can take my...
I should not show up to the show more often.
Please open one so I can just have one or two, and then you can take
them home. If I had known this was happening, I wouldn't have gotten a friggin' gigantic bag of combos to devour before the show. Rob, you could have told me.
I completely forgot until we just started the show.
Those are good cookies, by the way, of which I'm not having any.
And still on that diet?
Yep. Not still. I go on and off, but I'm kind of really dedicated at this juncture.
And what do you do with your diet like?
I wouldn't say it's so much a diet.
So polite.
Yeah.
They're just eating cookies in front of you.
Not only that, I don't mind that. What I don't like is that
you're making such a good choice not to eat these.
This fucking prick asked me a question, and then I start answering it, by the way, there's a great a screen name in the chat room right now, Buck Zumhoff. Do you know who that is?
Oh my God.
That is
Wow.
A former jobber from the WWF.
Wasn't he also in AWA? I remember he was he was more than a jobber.
Like
that's obscure for me. Wow.
He is known as the opponent in the first ever wrestling match for Triple H.
Oh,
really?
In WWF.
Wow.
Yeah.
He must have been like way over the hill by then.
By the way, Mike says, you're welcome, Sid.
Thank you very much, sir. Can't even get to shake his hand. I have cookie crumbs all over my mouth.
I'm sorry. What were you crying about?
I, I don't really do a diet that as much as I just don't stuff my face as much anymore.
So I'm doing right now.
I still eat. I eat a lot of food, but I eat healthier food. And like,
what are some meals that you find yourself eating a lot?
I don't know, is this really
and can you describe them to Rob slowly and sensually?
I've been eating a lot of Indian food.
Is that because of your girlfriend? Yeah. What do you eat at the Indian place?
I get my favorite dish is lamb.
Oh, gosh. Keep going.
Which is
what's lamb Rogan Josh? That's really, really sexy.
It's a type of. I found that it has nothing to do with Seth Rogan, which is good. It has like chunks of lamb and this sauce that's sort of tomatoey and has cream.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Is it spicy?
Slightly. You know, they spice it. They see
you're
a white
guy
food? and they lower it down. You know? Do they? You have to ask for extra spicy. I don't like really spicy food, like, you know, where it blows your mouth. Like vindaloo, it's not spicy. Like,
oh, really?
They walk it down for you. they see you. They call it.
But don't they see you with your girlfriend and then they?
Yeah,
you know.
They give her the spicy food.
Oh.
But you know, they. I found out there's a word for white people and it's gora.
Okay.
So I'm a gora. They see a gora sitting there.
That sounds a lot like goyim.
Yeah, sort of. Yeah. It is essentially
more like
their version.
Buck Zoomhall asks, "Is Rob still drinking?
How are you?
I will drink if I'm out on the town." Looking to quench my thirst, but I believe I talked about this on the show. I got a soda maker for my house, and I just make my own seltzer now.
Mm.
I roll my own, as they say.
Do you make it in the bathtub?
No, there's like a
I don't know, and there's like a whole like underground.
There's a company called SodaStream, which I recommend.
Israelis.
Please send me free. Yeah, they are Israelis actually, which is funny. And it's basically it's
why is that funny?
Because it totally plays into the stereotype. Jews loving seltzer.
Not all Israelis are Jews.
It's
by
really
the way.
Good.
Also, it's not called Seltzer Stream. It's called Soda Stream. They're supposed to add flavor to it to make soda.
That's
so it has
true.
Nothing to do with the seltzer stereotype.
I don't even go that far. I stop at the seltzer. screw the artificial flavor. The flavoring
one step
is pretty
too
disgusting.
Much for Rob.
It's disgusting flavor.
No, it's not.
Sometimes I put in a little lime juice, yeah, and shake it up. It's good.
Get your liver going.
Yep. Nice. I don't know what
yeah.
that
is. Yeah. If you have like water in the morning with a little bit of lemon or lime, it makes your liver work better.
Oh, good to know.
Are you making
Jupac that? Jupac yeah. Shofar asks, Coke or Pepsi? Growing up, I was a big Pepsi guy. Yeah. But
that explains a lot.
I don't
know either.
I don't know.
I know. I think we know.
But in serious, they have both Coke and Pepsi, and I've been like alternating every once in a while to give myself that pep when I do my show. And I definitely prefer Coke. Coke tastes way better.
Does that really
give you
pep?
Is that the drink or the substance?
The drink.
Why'd you have to think about it?
Like, what's up? Oh, okay.
The one that gives you pep.
I don't think it really, like, to me, I crash immediately after I drink soda. I feel like shit.
I've definitely noticed it subtly because when I was on my diet, that's when I started doing my serious show. And I would only drink water or seltzer. And then, like, one day I was like, oh, I want something with a little more flavor. I'll get a Diet Coke. And I had it, and I noticed, like, an hour into recording, I'm like, my breaks are, like, so hyper and, like, coked out.
Because the caffeine. Though.
Yeah, it's the caffeine. The caffeine gives
drinking,
me the energy.
I thought it was soda you were drinking, like, with sugar.
Oh, well, eventually, yeah, just, like, let me put the sugar into it. But I definitely crash off the sugar more so than the caffeine.
You should get the Coke Zero. That's the real good.
That's what I'm drinking tonight.
Yeah.
So
you
in
got
about
cherry Coke Zero. Though.
In about 45 minutes, I'm gonna be crazy.
Okay. Well, like you know, the Weedle can't stop though.
Oh, we haven't smoked yet. 9:05. You're on the air on the Metal Injection livecast. What's your name?
Ew.
That's your end burp.
There's like a chunk of food on your mic.
No, there it
that's
is.
That's not food. Part of his brain.
What's your name? Where are you from? 905.
I'm from Newmarket.
And your name?
Newmarket.
It's Andrew.
Andrew from Newmarket. Where's
Andrew,
Newmarket? Andrew or Ander?
Yeah, man. It's Ontario.
Oh, wow. An international caller.
I don't know anything outside of New York.
What's going on?
Is Newmarket anywhere
near? Man, I'm from a band called Of an Apocalyptic Nature, and we're coming out with an album called This Is the Coming Apocalypse.
You can't even say it without the stuttering. Come
apocalypse.
Yeah.
What's sorry. This Coming Apocalypse. Sorry.
Very high. Very
coming
high.
Apocalypse.
What's the name of the band?
Of an Apocalyptic Nature.
Wait. I'm sorry. No, I was talking over you. What was it?
Of an Apocalyptic Nature.
Apocalyptic?
Apocalyptic. Is that a different word? Or
is it apocalyptic or apocalyptic?
Apocalyptic.
Apocalyptic.
Is this like how Canadians say Z instead of Z?
No, man. It's the beer. It's 5.5% alcohol. Like, it really helps. And the weed, man, Jesus.
Yeah, weed is decriminalized there, right?
That's
because
it's...
Huh? Well... I wish, but still, at the same time, like, it's basically.
Don't they not really care? Like, you're not going to get arrested for having weed on you, are you?
No, I have none. I fucking just got home from smoking, so.
I got,
Wait.
go ahead, sorry.
If you have weed on you, do you have any weed on you right now? You're saying you don't have weed, you can't afford it.
Holding?
But if you did,
man.
Cop wouldn't stop you, right? Like, he would just tell you to put out your joint or whatever.
Yeah, well, basically, if I had a joint.
Hypothetically, if you could afford a joint.
Yeah.
Listen, he can't even say apocalyptic.
Yeah.
You're giving him hypotheticals now. This guy's baked.
Hypothetical means let's just pretend. You can afford. You have a job, all right?
How did I get the joint?
How did I get the job?
He's like Stephen Wright without jokes.
Is it like a good job? Because I don't want like a shitty
job. Yeah, do I
job.
Get benefits on this job?
Yeah.
How much do you guys get paid an hour?
For doing the live cast?
Yeah.
Cookies.
That's another amount.
Didn't you hear?
Yeah.
We got this.
I would love to know how much you guys make compared to me.
How much do you make?
Well, how much do you guys make?
I asked you first.
Well, 20 fucking 16 an hour.
20, 16 an hour?
Wow, that's pretty
cool. Buddy.
We make more.
That's even better.
What do you do for 20, 16 an hour? How many blowjobs is that?
Oh, yeah, no,
shows, buddy.
He works on volume.
No, I'm kidding. So what do you do?
What do I do?
Yeah, what's your career?
There you go.
Fucking career? He's like...
Why are you just repeating everything I say in question form?
Question form?
I'm repeating everything you say in question form.
Rob, I looked on... I found his band on SoundCloud. This is Apocalyptic Massacre. Here it is.
Oh, yeah. That's the dopest shit ever.
Our test, actually. It's pretty good. I like it.
Thrive.
No?
What? That wasn't a apocalyptic thing? What was the other word in that?
I don't know what that sounds like. Do you have like some songs online? Oh, young up.
Oh,
we'll never know.
Because of that blowjob joke you did.
Yeah, stop being so rude to our callers, Rob. You're trying to give him a job.
No, are you like emulating this? Stop being so rude to our callers, Rob. You like didn't move your mouth at all on that.
I didn't. That's because you can't see because the mic is covering half my face.
Say apopalococmic.
Apopalococmic.
Very good.
That's his band.
You pass.
Oh, Rob's used birthday whores in the chat. Bitch, get out of there.
That was, I'm sure that band would have been terrible anyway.
Yeah.
We really have to sit there and listen to
Maybe it was a stoner band, I would hope.
Well, just because you're a band of stoners doesn't mean you're a stoner band.
Deep. Sid, you were in Portland last week. Anything crazy?
Crazy, no. Portland's very much like Brooklyn, except cheaper.
At least it's not Staten Island.
No,
oh,
God.
Don't take the bus.
Ugh. No, never again. Never again.
What was the highlight for you?
Food.
Oh, yeah.
We went to have brunch at this place called Tasty and Sons. One of the best meals I've ever had in my life.
What kind of food is it?
Well, it was like all the, you know, brunch food, and they had like, you know, biscuits and gravy and French toast and stuff. But I got this like weird Burmese pork stew thing, and it was like on a bed of rice with an egg on top. Mm. And the pork was among the best food. It was ridiculous. Mm. It was ridiculously good. And then we went back a couple days later with some friends on a Saturday, and the wait for a table at brunch was like 3 hours.
So is like, that the only place to have brunch over
no,
there?
But that's like, according to Yelp, at least, it was one of the most high-rated places. That we went on a Thursday afternoon, and there was like a half-hour wait, which, I mean, nobody in Portland has a job, apparently.
I guess.
A lot of dirty squatters and trust fund fucks, like in this neighborhood.
This is Portland, Oregon, by the way. Some
yeah,
people
not
are
Portland, Maine.
In the chat. Yeah.
No. But, no. And then we went back, and it was a much longer wait, but the food was very good. That's all I ever – whenever I go anywhere, it's just – I judge it by the food.
You went to the zoo as well. I saw your wife posting photos.
Did she post – I didn't even
how awkward was that?
Are you sure that wasn't just sit on the couch without the gorillas?
Our hotel room did not have a couch. But, yeah, we went – it was sort of lame because it was just like us and a bunch of like little like four-year-olds screaming with weird face paint. They're like – because they were doing face painting that day.
Yeah.
And there was this one girl who – had no face paint except just red all around her mouth, like she was eating brains. It was the, or like she was going down on a girl on her period. It was the weirdest. Like, who did this to this child? This is not right.
Her father.
Well, all right, that's fine.
Buck
okay.
Zumoff asks Sid.
Apocalyptic.
How many farts did you leave in Portland, Sid?
Oh, so many.
Destroyed those only.
Endless.
Did you crush that bathroom in your hotel room?
Yes. Yes.
Sid destroyed the ozone around Portland with all the farts.
Didn't I just make that joke like 10 seconds
you did?
Ago?
So true it is.
But guys, like seriously though, Sid destroyed the ozone in Portland. And there's like a big hole where Portland
is. I was just reiterating.
Thank you.
I saw Mike Birbiglia's movie Sleepwalk with me. I recommend everybody see it. It was great.
Yeah, I saw the trailer for that on that movie Compliance. That it was.
Oh, I heard you talking about. Yeah. I listened last week. I've heard good things about that movie. You didn't like it?
It was very. I didn't say I didn't like it. I don't think I said that.
You sounded like
it was disturbing.
Yeah.
It was something. It was just like a Schenectady, New York, or whatever that is.
Oh, yeah,
I
love that movie.
It was a great movie, but it was very hard to watch.
It's like one of those you see it once and you never really need to see it again.
Schenectady. I just watched that one.
Schenectady.
Whatever. I just watched
Apocalyptic.
That
yeah. Let me ask just one question, because there's one thing you didn't exactly answer during the discussion that, based on the trailer that I saw, is the one thing I really want to know. Do we have full frontal nudity in this film?
Yes.
Okay, good. I'm on board then. Because you see her, like, in the trailer, and she's, like, in her bronze.
Full,
so
well,
like, oh,
what does
we...
full frontal mean?
At least nips.
There was definitely lots of nips.
Okay, good.
I don't remember if I saw puss.
Good nips? Good tits?
I don't know.
Worth the price of admission, or I could wait to download
they're,
it?
They're like a C-cup.
Right,
what do you want in tits? And I'll tell you.
Those are big ones.
No, they weren't really big.
But C cup is pretty big.
Well,
for a girl that size.
Yeah, she had a big breast for her size.
I'm on board.
But it's funny you're doing what the guy in the movie did, because he's telling the guy on the phone, describe her nipples to me.
Yeah, listen, well, you got the fish on the hook. You might as well get the answers you want.
Yeah.
The only thing I don't understand about that, it's like he didn't get to see any of this stuff. So, like, what does he get out of that crank call?
I think he likes manipulating people around to do his bidding.
But then can it also be that whoever's on the other end is just fucking with him and saying they're doing that stuff?
Yes, but no. There's also one part where he tells the woman on the phone, "I need her clothes. You got to take your clothes out to your own car, leave them in your car unlocked, and my guy will come by and get them later." And she does it.
What town did this take place in?
They didn't say what town, but it was in Ohio. I don't know if they fictionalized the town, because they said it happened 70 times anyway. I mean,
just cops that just work by phone.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And they don't
believe that.
She's like, oh, they're coming. So I kept thinking there was going to be a twist where she was in on it. And she wasn't that stupid.
Wait, the manager or whatever?
Yeah, okay. Like she just was going along with this and pretending she was being manipulated and knew the guy or whatever. But nope. She's just an idiot.
If you missed it last week, Darren went to see a movie where a woman got molested, or how would you put it? Abused?
Manipulated
into sexual acts by a guy on the phone.
Yeah.
Rob Likes Ribs says that you own a CD.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
And an autograph poster. He's
just lying and trying to take advantage of your reputation.
Oh, I think it sends a photo of... his metal injection shirt. Yeah, I'll give him a free CD. Just email heymail@metalinjection.net.
Mm-hmm.
So all seven people that email. We have a caller, 814.
I hope this is a crank caller who's going to get us to make Noah strip and then leave underwear out in the car so he could get it.
I can just call in. from the.
Is that true, 814?
Hello? Hello?
Hello, who is this? What's your name? Where are you from?
Chris. Hello?
He's from Hello.
Chris, you're from Hello?
Hello, Indiana.
No, I'm not from Hello. I'm from actually Penn State, where that fucking... I live right down the road from Jerry Sandusky. Not that that's fucking metal or anything, but I do actually live like right up the road from where his fucking house is. Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me now? I'm drunk.
Shocker.
You guys are like cutting in and out.
Call in.
What?
I call in to our show.
Because I saw it on your fucking on Facebook on Metal Injection. You put this number on the air, and I was like, well, I'm fucking drunk, and if I can call these fuckers, I'm going to. And I didn't think I'd get through. And like, I'm sitting there listening to you guys talk, and I'm like, am I listening to like a fucking recording or what? You know what I mean?
You're talking to us, so is this a recording?
Are you a recording?
Am I recording? What? I don't do bath salts. I just drink natural light. Hello? Hello, cats. Hey.
What?
Are you guys fucking talking to me or not?
Oh, you heard us laughing. You're good.
I'm not that drunk.
But seriously, leave a message after the tone. Beep.
Fuck that, man. Really? Leave a message after the tone? Like, you guys think I'm on the gateway drug of fucking gasoline or silver spray paint? Or fucking whatever. I don't fucking know, dude. I fucking saw this number on Facebook, and I'm like, fuck it, I'm going to call these motherfuckers. Like, am I really talking to you guys, though? Fucking losing this shit. Is this Rob? Is Rob Pass Beanie or whatever, that Jewish fuck on there? Hello?
What about Jews?
And foreigner.
Are you Rob? Is this Rob fucking the dude that, like, runs the fucking Metal Injection Facebook site?
Yeah, it's Rob. I run the Facebook.
Yeah, I'm friends with you on there. I don't know, man. Jesus Christ. This is weird. My fucking beagle's just looking at me like I fucking just fucking cooked up a bunch of bath salts and injected them into my cock, and I didn't. I'm just sitting here drinking beer.
Got a beer.
Natural Light. 16.50 for a fucking 30-pack. It's cheap as fucking balls, man.
Broke?
What?
Broke? You need to buy that beer?
Would you say something about Coke? You got an 8-ball or what, man? I don't fucking know.
Broke.
You guys are, like, cutting in and out. Where are you guys at right now?
I don't want to run the MySpace anymore. I don't think we need it.
Yeah, you can stop running.
You're on MySpace? I thought that was the abandoned playground of the fucking internet, man, or whatever. MySpace? Hello?
Focus.
Right. Focus. I actually have a 2009 Ford Focus. For real, it's red, and there's kids I work with that make fun of me that I drive it. But they live with their parents, and I don't, so I don't really give a fuck.
Ford Focus, you said?
I'm the red.
What? Ford Focus?
How many cars do you have?
What?
How many cars do you own?
How many cars do I own? One. A Ford.
Well, I didn't really want to get rid of him yet. I wanted to ask him a few
things. No, it was time to get rid of him. We have another caller. By the way, if you want to call in, the number to dial is 646-929-1357. 805, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you from? 805.
Hey, guys, what's up? It's Archie in New Mexico.
Hello, Archie in New Mexico.
What's going on? How are you guys doing tonight? Sean there?
No, Sean is not there.
Sean is off.
Oh, man. Is he out celebrating 9/11? Early celebration?
Gaming.
He's having a pre-party. He's getting...
Hey, so, what's going on tonight? You guys got any special guests?
Yeah, you.
You're our special guest,
aren't you?
There's
lots of Entenmann's.
We haven't had guests.
I feel special.
Yeah, I'm actually working on getting some guests in the coming weeks.
Who?
Well, I don't really want to say it, because if it doesn't work out, it'd be lame.
I thought I could trick you.
Yeah.
For a second there, there was like a pause where you almost said.
Yeah. I think we're going to get...
You should get Paul from Slipknot. He was on the site recently.
No, he's dead.
Is he?
But he was in a news article.
Why don't we just prop his body up here?
Yeah.
And ask him questions.
Wow, you know what's crazy? A year since we did that 9/11 Never Forget song, that jokey song.
Yeah, that almost got us killed.
What? What? How?
On YouTube, people were like, this is tasteless.
No one,
we're going to come after you.
So what? I mean, they're not going to, no one try to kill us. That was that tasteless. Don't, at least don't play the techno version.
We tried to kill you guys.
A year ago.
Yeah. Well, we endured a year of Sean. Almost.
Here's a life that will 9/11 never forget. Noah's great guitar work. That was a flat note.
Well, that guitar needs to be amplified.
Faces of Sean at once.
We're going to play the whole
Daddy's
thing.
Never coming home to final 10 minutes.
Oh, remember, that's when Sean used to be on the show.
Yeah, this is the most he's been on the show in like a month.
Jews converting to be Christians on 9/11.
He says his racist line.
Mom is stripping to pay off the bills on 9/11. Never forget.
You're listening to 70s on 7.
9/11, never forget. Hell no. 9/11, never forget. Jesus and God. Woo.
And God. They're two different people. Jesus is the Son of God. I mean, don't you know anything there?
But isn't God, like, a part of Jesus?
Yeah, the it makes no sense at all.
The
Father,
Trinity, yeah.
The Son and the Father are one. That's what they said.
Like they had sex?
I guess. I don't know. It's like one living thing with three parts.
Like a hermaphrodite?
Yes. Exactly like a hermaphrodite.
Archie, are you still there?
Hey, Rob, what's up?
Can you sing the chorus of that song for us?
9/11, never forget.
Thrash it.
Yeah, I love
That's
it.
That's my favorite part.
Did it get stuck in your head after we did it, after we sang it?
It's been stuck in my head for about a year.
You had to call it and just work it out?
Well, I called in hoping to talk about 9/11 a little bit, you know, reminisce.
Where were you when the towers fell?
I was in California.
Uh-huh.
On the coast, watching it on TV. It was very powerful. I got half a day off from school.
Well, most of our audience wasn't born yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They were...
It's crazy. It was 11 years ago now, right?
Yep.
That's so crazy that someone could be like 10 years old or 11 years old or whatever and not, not know about it. Not know about the craziness.
Or be like 16 years old and not really remember it.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Just, it was a crazy time. It's like those
profound analysis.
Let's get real, people. It was crazy.
Hey, remember when those planes? It was crazy.
It was so crazy.
The Z Morning Zoo.
It's like all those things you read about in textbooks. You experience them firsthand.
But enough history. Let's get to a little Hall and Oates here on Z Morning Zoo.
I don't know. I think I was watching Matrix the day before I saw that on TV, and I just thought it was fake. Because I thought it was like something like The Matrix. I thought it was just fake.
Really?
But The Matrix is an actual movie. It's not fake. It's
Matrix is an actual movie, but it's not. I don't think it's based on real events.
It totally is.
Well, maybe parts of it are, but the special effects. I thought 9/11 could have been special effects.
No, you're going to say it could have looked better.
they could have used newer planes.
Yeah.
It was kind of a blurry camera shot. I mean, I didn't get a real good view of it.
You don't like the cinematography.
Is that what you're saying?
If only you were in New York.
I'd say the photography. I didn't like the photography so much.
Fair enough.
If only Frank Godlow was around to videotape that, it would have looked much better. That's a professional.
Rob, you used to work a block away from the Trade Center, didn't you?
I did. I quit about a year before.
Oh.
Convenient.
I don't know if I've talked about it, sure, but it was like I worked at a retail store called Century 21.
Worked at Century 21?
For like 3 weeks. I just worked there. I worked
That's
there.
All he needed. He got the specs.
No.
He got the ordinance, and he was out.
No, he got the job there so that he could open the mosque later on.
Which
no,
department
worked,
did he work for?
I worked there specifically to save up enough money to go on a trip to Ocean City, New Jersey. Thank you very much.
And Century 21 is like a discount department store.
Yeah. Oh, and I'll let you know.
With everything in it.
It's like Kmart.
It's a clothing store, yeah. And you were asking, I guess they do have like electronics
they have housewares.
Yeah. I worked in the men's underwear department, which is
of
actually.
Of course you did.
I was. It's not like I chose my department. They threw me in there.
Oh, well, yeah.
And it was me and like two sassy black girls that were.
So it was three sassy black girls.
And it was the worst job ever. They treated you like a slave, pretty much. You had to get patted down when you left the building. You have to leave through like an employee exit.
Well, look at you.
Yeah, I'm really going to steal some men's
underwear.
You're
stealing all the underwear. Little did they know, you just wanted to smell it.
Yeah.
You keep
why are
shit.
All these packages open? And why is that like drool and snot on
the nose hair?
He was at work. Hey, what's the big deal? You know, I jerk off at work. I don't see the point. Why do I have to clean up?
Who knew you got your start jerking off at work at Century 21 and not at
what?
That office job?
No
remember?
Comment.
You
no
told
comment.
Us that story.
I don't remember telling the story.
Yeah, sure. I did.
Of course
he did. Of course he did.
I did.
He wants to forget it.
I do want to
never
forget.
On yourself at work on 9/11.
Masturbating to the towers falling on 9/11.
Don't get up to get a paper towel to clean it on 9/11. No, get your guitar right now.
Yeah, come on.
We got to do a reprise.
Part two, yeah.
He didn't need a paper towel. He just grabbed some of the debris floating in the air.
off my cock. Someone falling by my window. I'm not a level.
I didn't live by the tower. I was in Brooklyn.
Fine.
Safe distance.
All right, go with the office.
I was at school. I was in college when the towers fell.
I didn't get to school yet. I woke up to it. And then I'm like, I guess I get a day off from school today.
Yeah, I was waiting for my teacher to show up. And
that did not happen. Because your teacher died.
She lived in Manhattan, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what was the trip to New Jersey all about that you were saving for?
With Jeff, right?
It was just, yeah, like with my friends. It was just like Ocean City is kind of like Coney Island.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the amusement parks on the boardwalk, except like done well.
Well, Thor Shredstein lives there.
Yeah, exactly. Thor wouldn't. The thing is, though, it was a dry town at the time, so Thor did not move in there.
How come
yet.
Noah wasn't invited?
Yeah.
This was like before Noah like hung out outside of school.
This was before you rejected him on the bus.
This was like senior year of high school, I think.
This was between rejections.
It was worth it. It was a shitty 3 weeks of work.
Wait, you weren't still in high school when 9/11 happened, were you?
No, this wasn't 9/11.
Oh.
I said I quit a year before.
Yeah. Types are confused now.
Yeah. Ocean City to me is like Atlantic City, the scumminess of Atlantic City without the casinos.
Yeah, without the potential for making
honestly,
money.
Honestly, it didn't really hit me as scummy at all. It was like very family friendly.
Is it
the
considered
area
a part
was,
of the Jersey Shore?
Yes.
I was there before that, though. It was clean.
Maybe it was just this, like, we didn't really go outside of, like, the boardwalk radius. Like, we were, like, a few blocks away from the boardwalk.
I always saw it as, like, exactly, like, with all the hookers walking around.
Well, it's Jersey.
Yeah.
It's Jersey without the chance to win money gambling.
Yes.
Though there's probably bookies hanging out. You could still just gambling a little bit more under the table.
They are so petrified in this in Jersey of New York legalizing gambling.
Oh, yeah,
because
why?
No one would ever go to Jersey.
All Jersey would have left is Bruce.
Yeah?
That's it.
And he's never there.
No.
Jupac Shofar asks, Rob, where were you on 7-Eleven? Probably an outside.
He was working with his cousin.
What?
Armenians worked there. That wasn't a terrorist joke.
What? Why? What is it?
Because you said, oh.
It was a Middle Eastern joke. I understand.
All right, good.
All right.
I have a sense of humor, Darren.
We have 814 back on the line, so we're going to get.
Who's that?
Andre. Was it Andre on the line with us?
What?
I forget your
or
name.
Chris.
Archie. Chauncey?
Chauncey, we're done with you. 814, Chris, is that you again?
Hey, I'm Chris.
Yeah.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Benoit.
I'm back on with you guys.
Daniel.
You are back on with us, Chris.
Well, how the fuck? You guys, this is really confusing because I've been sitting here listening to you guys talk. And I'm fucking drunk. And I'm, like, trying to talk to you guys, and then, like, you guys aren't answering me.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah. Hello?
What time did you start drinking, Chris?
Probably around 11:30 a.m. I was watching New England Patriots football, and I don't know, Sunday's like my day to drink. But
What's your occupation? Your job.
What's my job? I work in a Caterpillar warehouse. It's like for like all the big fucking bulldozers and shit. Like we pick parts for Caterpillar shit.
What?
Really? There needs to be a Caterpillar shit cleaners?
No, like the fucking, you know what I mean? It's like fucking bulldozers and big trucks and all that shit. You know?
Is I in Cosby. Charge of picking parts for, like, vehicles?
No, he's in charge of anything.
No, it's not. Well, not vehicles, like, fucking heavy equipment. Cat? I don't know, man. It's doing really good. Like, I mean, my job ain't going anywhere anytime soon, so that's fucking cool. You know? I don't have to worry about getting laid off and shit.
You have fingers intact.
What'd you say?
Fingers and toes.
I can't hear you. Like, your shit's fucking coming in and out real quick. Hello?
Never mind. Whatever. Who cares?
Hey, I love you guys, though. For real. Be my friend.
Trying to be. We're trying to have a conversation, but you can't hear us.
I know, but, like, most people around here think I'm an asshole. I want you guys to be my friend. I hear Rob Pass Beanie, whatever the fuck his name is. He's a fucking angry Jewish guy. I fucking am friends with him on Facebook, and I put weird pictures on. I put a weird picture on his page the other day of like a fucking crazy Jew, like in a superhero outfit.
All right.
Oh, Jubarine.
If you ever saw Rob at a concert, would you say hello to him?
Yeah, I would. I would probably, like, be a star fucker, like, oh, my God, it's Rob. I fucking love you. I'm so metal. I'm more metal than you. All that shit. You know what I mean? I'd fucking buy him a Jaeger bomb and ask him if he wanted to go huff silver spray paint out in the fucking back.
What?
Would you give him a hand job?
Nah, well, I don't know. Depends. If I was blackout drunk, then yeah, I would.
Yeah. Your hand.
Yeah. Well, that's not bad.
Well, he just means that he's so drunk he won't remember.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not gay. I'm not like trying to get all on Rob's cock. I'm just saying, like, yeah, man, if I'm fucking drunk enough, like, if he fucking takes it out of his zipper, I might fucking smack him a little bit and spit on it and maybe blow on it a little bit after I spit a hawker on it, you know, just to give it the full effect of, like, gayness.
Right, that's not...
Listen, if we get him to agree to that before even meeting this guy, then he'll definitely blow Rob once he meets him.
We should do a live remote and have this guy blow him.
I'll tell you what, I'm in Pennsylvania. Or, come to fucking Pittsburgh or whatever, Philly, I'll fucking hook up with you, and you give me a couple Percocets, and I'll probably do that weird fucking finagled hand job to you.
Yeah. Not in a gay way.
Slayer will be playing. Right? Okay.
No, it's not gay at all, man. It's just like two. It's not gay if we're both yelling fucking Nelson Twins or, yeah, fucking Winger. Fuck, you know what I mean? It's not gay, dude. It's all good.
Jameson's Pube says Noah's getting excited. Noah, is that true?
Wait, what'd you say?
Two gay dudes messed up in front of you, right?
Okay.
I'm not gay, man. I got an old lady and shit, you know. I'm saying if I could give Rob a hand job and I'm gonna meet fucking like the guy from Matchbox 20 or the lead singer Nickelback, I will definitely fucking jerk off Rob's cock if I know I'm gonna fucking get to meet the Wallflowers.
Rob really be dead, and then she can imagine
and
it
then,
better.
And then the guy will just like cut a hole in the body bag and penetrate Rob that way.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Turned on.
Can it be a top?
We're getting into a weird area here.
Can it be a pile of ashes that used to be Rob, and then there's a good-looking guy jerking off on them?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the fucking Wallflowers or Matchbox 20, dude. Like, if you guys can hook me up with their fucking people, then yeah, I will definitely. I would at least let Rob watch me jerk off. Or I would jerk him off. Whatever gets him going. I mean, because it's kind of fun to watch me jack off. I do it in the mirror all the time, and it is pretty fucking interesting.
Ew.
Okay.
Sean is like a little bit more disconnected.
Sean is like a little bitch. I thought that's where you were going.
Yeah, he is.
You want him to be dominated because you hate him so much.
No, I don't hate anybody. I'm like a fucking hippie, man. I'm a fucking kindred spirit, man. We're all on the same path, bro. You know, my journey may end before yours or not. It doesn't fucking matter, man. You know, I just fucking want to give me a pile of mushrooms and we're going to fucking eat them up and see what the fuck happens.
And to have some gay sex?
Well, if it comes down to it, if it's going to make me meet Les Claypool or fucking Anthony Kiedis, then yeah, I will fucking choke on anyone's cock to be a star fucker. It doesn't matter. Eddie Vedder, Dave Grohl, fucking the guy from Maroon 5, which I bet he is a fag. He wears skinny jeans, and he probably would love my metal fucking cock up his butthole.
You're gonna talking about fucking him.
What?
Fuck him or would he fuck you? Would you take it or would you give it? Which is gayer?
Well, it doesn't matter. Like, if I'm gonna meet Eddie Vedder or not, yeah, I'll let that fucking guy do the moves like Mick Jagger all in my butthole, and I just want to get Eddie Vedder's autograph. So I'll be like, yeah, go ahead and fucking do your shit, man, and fucking have your way with me, and I'm gonna fucking meet Chris Cornell then. So what the fuck ever. I do love Philly Anselmo, fucking for real. I'm tired of talking about these fucking pussy fucking rock stars. Philly Anselmo is fucking god. What'd you say?
He had to deify it by mistakes. Very violent.
I can't hear you. You're cutting out. Hello? Hello?
How many dicks do you think you can take your ass at the same time?
Hello?
How many dicks did what?
One time.
That I could take at one time? Oh, man. My asshole's not that big, so I'm betting like 5, 4.5. Maybe 3 with, you know, some guys got a little cock. Hello?
How could you even do that?
I think that's too many. How are you going to have 3 cocks in you at one time?
I don't fucking know, man.
Oh, okay. Bye. Goodbye, Chris.
Well, that got uncomfortable in a hurry.
Jesus. I can't. Okay, that went a little far. Let's take a quick music break. And we'll be back. Noah will tell us a story about how she went to the Metal Masters on Friday.
Oh.
And
what is the Metal Masters?
The Metal Masters was a jam session with like Phil Anselmo from Pantera.
Kerry King,
Slayer,
Dave Lombardo,
Anthrax.
So basically a bunch of guys and bands were in town and were like, hey, how can we get paid for hanging out?
They came into town specifically to hang out and jam.
The original name of this was the Everyone Sid Hates Tour. But
yeah.
It didn't have a good ring to it. Yeah. So
I didn't have a problem with Phil Anselmo. He's
Metal Masters. All right, let's do a music break. Here's a bunch of new music that's either coming out in the next month or just came out.
Ooh, new Green Day and new NoFX?
No.
Aww.
Here's some Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza.
Business. I had a great time on the Metal Injection live cast, which is like a podcast in its own way, but it's live. It's right there in the name. Don't be a fucking cunt about it. Why do you have to explain this? I say cunt in the British way, like in the way that you would call another man a cunt. I'm not calling a woman a cunt. I wouldn't do that. Sean would. This is Chuck Blandington, reminding you, it is not going to be all right. It is not going to be okay. It is not going to be all right. It is not going to be okay. But at least you can listen to the Metal Injection live cast at metalinjection.net.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington. Now that we are done listening to a bunch of songs Rob would like to convince you he actually likes, it's time to return to the Metal Injection live cast. Here we go.
Thanks, Chuck. I really do like those songs. All right, back off. Back off, Chuck Landington. Welcome to hour number two of the Metal Injection live cast, which, Noah, who is presenting the second hour?
Well, Rob, the Metal Injection live cast is brought to you by Truth. Truth's giving you a chance to win free tickets to the 2012 Rockstar Uproar Festival daily. Visit facebook.com/truthorange for your chance to win. Yep, it's that easy.
That easy.
Who's playing that festival? Rob?
Godsmack is playing it. Chris Jericho's band Fozzy is playing it.
Where is this?
All over the country.
Can we go?
The tour?
Yeah.
Sid, go to the website.
Yeah.
Can we broadcast from there? Do you think they'll let us broadcast from there?
That would be kind of cool.
We can get the guy from Godsmack on the show.
Sully.
Sully
Erna, yeah. Let's go over the music break while we're here. You just heard Between the Buried and Me's Telos from their upcoming album, Parallax 2.
Is that how you pronounce
sequence?
It? I thought it was Telos.
Telos? Telos, I thought.
Is there an A? Is it T-E-A-L-O-S or T-E-L-O-S?
T-E-L-O-S.
It's pronounced T-E-L-O-N-E. Thank you.
So
Rob didn't want to laugh. He
there's
was,
that,
was
there's that song by Between the Buried and Me. Their new album comes out October 9th.
How did you get that song?
Illegal download.
No, I didn't get it. also,
did you take it from work?
No. Millions. Before them was a band called Millions. They have a new album out called Failure Tactics. The track was called Shipwreck. Some people in the chat weren't a fan of Millions. Okay, we won't play them again. Just wanted to give you a little variety. And we kicked it off with the Tony Danza Tap Dance Extravaganza. We're putting out their album, Danza 4, the Alpha, the Omega, on October 23rd. I believe that's the date.
We took like a 45-minute music break, and you saw those three fucking songs?
Well, that Between the Bury Me song was like 9 minutes.
You couldn't have just scoped it? Give us like the first minute and the last minute?
Nope.
It's a radio term right there.
Nope.
For the kids.
Good.
Is that what it is? Scoped.
Scoping. You wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
Radio term?
On-air personality.
Jealous?
Yes,
no,
actually.
It's Robert Telos, not Jellos.
Jello?
Jellos.
Jellos?
J-E-L-L-O.
Shankleton, can you bring some Jello? Can you make some Jello and bring some to us here at the live
cast? Or don't, and then 3 weeks later someone else will.
Yeah, Mike, can you actually make us some Jello? By the way, once again, the number to dial, 646-929-1357.
Someone threatened to punch Noah in the twat just now.
Apologize, Rob.
Okay, plenty of people make threats over the internet.
Huh? What?
Plenty of people make threats over the internet. I don't care.
Okay. I just thought I'd point that out. That was very uncalled for.
Jared is mad.
I know.
I'm not mad. I just think, you know.
Just upset?
Kick him. You're a moderator.
So
who
was
it? What username?
Should I say?
Why not? Call him out.
Because I'm publicizing people making threats so that more people will do it.
No.
Well, then why talk about it in the first place, Jared?
I wanted to get Noah to talk about it because it was interesting, but I don't know. Whatever. I won't ban anyone, but stop doing that. Please.
Thanks for standing up to me.
Yes.
For me, Darren.
Both. I stand up to you.
So
stepping.
Get the step in.
So, Noah, you went to a metal concert.
How was that?
Friday.
Okay, so I went to the Metal Masters Clinic, which was...
Phil Anselmo, Kerry King, Dave Lombardo, Charlie Benante, Frank Cavallo, Scotty Ian.
So this was all these guys going to the clinic?
Yes.
That actually sounds interesting.
They were all getting tested on stage.
Right.
They were getting their prostate exam.
Sexually transmitted disease test.
Yes.
So Jeff Hanneman's finally going to learn how to play the guitar.
Well, Jeff Hanneman was not there. It was actually Gary Holt.
Sorry.
Who?
Yeah, Gary Holt. The guitarist of Exodus, who's filling in for Jeff Hanneman because of
his
injured arm. Yeah. Because the spider bit him. Spider bite.
Right.
So,
Phil Anselmo was there, and I think anyone who is a Pantera fan or was a Pantera fan growing up would, you know, like their like ultimate singer is Phil Anselmo. Like I love him as a performer and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So I was asking Jose, because Jose has, you know, like, they're kind of friendly. I'm like, Jose, I just want a picture with him. Like, I won't even say anything. And if you can somehow facilitate that, I would really appreciate it.
Just carve a swastika in your forehead.
Yeah.
Come right over to you on his own.
Call him White Man.
Oh, dude.
Well, I would have to, like, be close enough to him for him to hear me if I would do that.
Mm-hmm. So did you actually meet him?
Yes.
Let's hear it.
Tell the story.
Well,
tell it.
Every time I tell a story, though, it's just I feel like I tell it too long.
Well, let's condense it.
The abridged.
Okay. So after the show, Jose walked us backstage to, like, where I guess, like, the.
Sorry, no, that's VIP. Enough. Go on.
So
I'll condense it for you. He was exactly like Sean. The end.
No, he was exactly like our friend Nick. When he used to get drunk.
Really?
All the time.
In what way? Since they don't know Nick.
Well. Like, he just be, like, swimming.
Did he
end up
on the couch?
I wish.
would you take
a gun for you? He's a man. Not because he's married.
Only.
But wait, don't you have a coworker who you want to hook up with?
That's different. Different.
Yeah, rock royalty.
She wouldn't wind up on Blabbermouth with her friend that way.
True.
Did you? He was like, it's not Phil. What?
No, he was really nice. Okay. So my friend Jen and I, we were too, like, nervous to walk up and ask him for a picture.
Mm-hmm.
So he was just, like, walking around, and all these different people came up to him to take pictures. And then Jose asked if we can take a picture. And he's like, yeah, of course. And he walks up to me, and he, like, takes my hand, and he, like, leans over and gives me a kiss on my right cheek and then a kiss on my left cheek.
Was there any
at what point did your panties moisten?
As I was watching his head come towards mine, I became a stone. I just couldn't move. And then I pissed myself.
Smell bad. He seems like he was.
He was
bad.
Like, his shirt was kind of sweaty because I gave him a hug. I
well,
was like, you know what?
Performed.
I'm going to take advantage of this opportunity. When we climbed to take a picture, I had my arm around him, and, like, and then I took my other arm and I started squeezing him. But his shirt was wet. It was still sweaty.
Uh-huh.
But he was really, really nice, and he was, like, talking to everyone, because a while back we went to see Super Joint Ritual.
Mm.
And we were backstage smoking with
Psyopis. The rest of the band and Psyopis.
Yeah,
and
the rest
of the band.
Yeah, this is before you hated this band.
Yeah. And so we were smoking with them, and then the security guard comes in, and he's like, you guys got to get out. Phil wants the room.
Uh-huh.
So he's kind of like hot or cold.
A frick.
He can be.
Or maybe
however
he maybe he just changed. Like, that was a really long time
Did
ago.
Did you mention
that,
to him?
5 years ago.
Huh?
Did you mention that to him?
No,
so
I couldn't even talk to him. I was stunned.
I'm sure he couldn't talk either.
And stoned.
Yes, and stoned. Yeah, because I was smoking from the G pen the whole night, which is great for indoor use.
Huh.
The
Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by the G pen.
Buck Zumhoff asks, would Rob be a bottom for Phil Anselmo? The answer is no.
No,
how about
never
a top?
Again.
No.
Phil Anselmo would probably, like, beat the shit out of you if he's the top.
Yeah,
I would totally top Phil Anselmo, and all I would need is 5 minutes alone.
Oh,
okay.
Is that a reference
that's
to
a song? Pantera
song? Oh, okay.
Oh, and then during the actual show, it was Scott Ian's turn to come out and talk to the audience, because the, like, guys would come out and they'd explain certain riffs and stuff like that.
Did they make him stand on a chair so people could see him?
Little twerp.
He was on stage, so he was already elevated.
Phil.
Yes, he was.
So he
standing,
was just like eye level with everyone.
He was standing
else.
On the milk crate. They didn't have anything else. So Scott Ian comes out, starts talking, makes a joke, and then the power went out because the fire alarm went off.
Uh-huh.
And apparently, we found out after the show, someone was downstairs and, like, they lit a cigarette and they were smoking a cigarette indoors. So, like, the smoke alarm went off,
okay,
and then it disabled all the power in the building.
Wow.
We were standing there for, like, 15 minutes with no air conditioning.
Oh.
And it was already, like, big, burly metal dudes who are like sweating already from the
where was this
from the,
venue?
From the 92 degree like humidity. Yeah, but
everyone was full of beer farts at some point.
Yes, and then Jaeger started handing out free shots, I guess, to keep the crowd calm.
Uh-huh. Wow, really?
Yeah.
That was nice of them.
Yeah.
So what was the purpose of this now? Explain exactly what the clinic is.
It's just a jam, I feel, to promote, like, gear, equipment. Like, if all the people that put this on are, like Samson Hardkey.
But I feel like it's kind of like the next thing that you do after you've already had a career. Like, you just get some of your friends together, you say, hey, let's go on stage,
people
do whatever the fuck
us.
We want, people will pay us and we're, and like, you know,
yeah, and
praise us
out.
And chicks will
and
hug
we'll
us
make
when
money.
We're sweaty.
Yeah, someone in the chat wants to know what Phil Anselmo's hands look like. Did he have good hands?
Yes,
tell me about it.
Perfect big meaty hands.
Really, are you just saying that, or did you actually scope his hands out?
Of course, Darren, please.
Is that pretty much the first thing you look at when you see a guy that you like, what is his hands?
No,
it's in the top few, right?
Yeah, it's like the second thing.
What's the first thing?
Package?
No, like the whole thing.
The whole package?
The whole package.
I mean, you know what Phil looks like, so you're immediately going for
that. Oh, well, I used to have a huge crush on Phil.
Oh, so you already know
and
what
I, and, I,
already,
and
like.
I still think he's hot.
Did he, any part of his lower area rub off on you at any time? See, that's
no.
not a no. Oh, there you go.
No.
Okay. Did you look at his private parts?
I looked at the whole Phil Anselmo. Like, I wanted to absorb as much of Phil Anselmo into my mind as I possibly could.
Into something else.
Have you, since that encounter, have you done any diddling with Phil Anselmo in mind?
No.
Come on, really?
Not really. I haven't had time.
Oh, all right. That's on the next on the agenda, though.
Yes. When you guys leave tonight.
Awesome.
There's no Breaking Bad. I have nothing to watch.
You're gonna stay in the Metal Injection studio and...
Yeah, I'm going to watch the rebroadcast of the Metal Masters Clinic.
Nice.
But yeah, but so then after all the guys left, the security at the venue, they were like, all right, you guys have to leave. The party's over, whatever. So we went back, like further back into the dressing room. And then I find myself standing in the dressing room with Paul Booth, who's like a tattoo artist, a big name tattoo artist. But Kerry King, Ken Pierce was not allowed to stay after the show.
Fuck him.
And then like Phil Anselmo comes in and he's talking to everyone and like I had no business being there because it was all like coked up girls who were wearing like huge shoes and tight dresses.
Yeah, but you're a name. You're on Sirius. You're a name.
I'm not really a name.
You're the news girl.
You're Noah.
But
that's a name.
I know, but it like I don't know.
You're
above
the coke whores.
Yeah.
Right, but
and you're also attractive, so it's like you're an attractive girl who actually has a reason to be there.
Other than sucking dick.
No, she's not against that.
Yeah, right.
No, I wouldn't have. That is unprofessional.
If Kerry King was like, excuse me, ma'am, take off your top, get on your knees and suck my cock, you wouldn't do it?
No, Kerry King was like in like he was keeping to himself. He wasn't even talking to the coke.
I don't know, nobody wants to talk to me. Wait, I got
he
one.
Was wearing his sunglasses.
This would have been awkward. What if you were like in the process of being all, you know, into Phil Anselmo and then Vinnie Paul walked up with like his stanky fucking beer gut and tried to hug you too? Like, what would happen?
I would give Vinnie Paul a hug.
Really?
But I don't think Vinnie Paul would be there.
Don't you think he stinks though?
No, I don't think he stinks. I think he wears so much cologne that it is impossible for him to stink.
Oh, this is from you being next to him?
Yes. He is totally that guy.
He's
that...
the Guy Fieri of metal.
At least he's aware of the smell, though, that he puts that on.
Well, he has all that fur.
Probably yeast in there.
He's a jojoba oil or whatever it's called.
What?
Jojoba.
Jojoba.
Yeah.
I don't know what that is either.
Jojoba.
What is jojoba?
It's like some kind of, you know.
It's like a seed, like some type of oil seed.
I don't know exactly what it
is. I learned from the guys from Whisker Wars that that's what they use to condition their long-ass beards.
Mm-hmm.
They have ass beards.
Ass beards. Yeah, they're ass beards. Vinnie
Paul,
and they're long
Paul
ass
has an ass beard.
Well, I wonder if he
how many dingleberries do you think are in that crack?
Do you guys remove the hair from in between their ass crack?
I
is that something that guys
remove
do?
Remove the hand. How could you? You'd need like.
I'm sure guys do that.
You
but
squat
how do you
do in the shower and you use the razor blades.
I go all natural.
I get rid of what I can, but not. I don't go excavating.
Rob gets rid of the hairs by putting his joints out in his ass crack. Singe them.
Oh, that's how you get real high.
That mix of burnt shit and weed in the air. Smells like home.
There must be a cafeteria back there with Vinnie Paul. It's like a fucking 8 weeks of food. Gets caught in that net. So you would have still hugged him, though.
Yeah, of course I would.
Only out of, like, feeling bad because he just hugged Phil, or, like, you'd really... Like, if he would showed up by himself, you'd hug him?
I like hugging. I like hugging
<It's a drop>.
Guys and touching them.
Okay. So, did the whores do anything whorish?
They were just being loud and coked up and obnoxious. And, I guess that's it. I was just kind of starstruck.
Oh, yeah.
And I also, had a pipe.
Oh, me?
And not that, no, like a more reliable Sean.
Oh, crap.
So any other Sean?
Yeah, any other Sean.
So the name of the episode, Any Other Sean?
Sure. Any other Sean wants
you know
to
what?
Come
you
down.
Have a listen to show if we
yeah.
name it any
yeah,
other
Sean. Yeah, his Google alert will go.
Ha ha, Sean.
Oh, crap. I accidentally watched the little show.
Hour, you have to listen to an hour and a half worth of the show for your name to come up. So there you go.
Suck it.
Loser.
What's this here? A live cast. Never heard of that. Oh, you mentioned me. I'll listen to it.
So my friend Sean, Phil, is standing right next to him. So we're not really talking to Phil on some level. We're just kind of standing around listening to what he's saying. And then Phil turns around to him. And as he turns around, Sean hands Phil his bowl. So Phil smoked a bowl, and then Sean smoked a bowl, and then Jen smoked a bowl, and then I smoked a bowl. So it's like we had our little moment with Phil.
So basically you kissed Phil and Selma.
Well, he already kissed me from before. And then he kissed me again as we were saying goodbye because we were leaving.
Joke's on you. I rubbed it on my cock before I gave it to you. Dude.
Shankletown's tits asked if he would bear hug him.
Bear hug Shankletown's tits?
I assume Shankletown's tits is a man. I don't know.
I think with Shankletown, I do that hug where like the rest of my body is
it's
away, and
hug.
It's just kind of like my arm around
you
him.
Like lean forward.
Yeah.
This is
a guy named Shankletown's tits, not Shankletown.
I'm sure that's Shankletown.
No, he's in the chat room too, besides Shankletown's tits.
How many other parts of Shankletown's body are in the chat?
I don't know. How many names can you guys come up with for parts of Shankletown? Let's make the whole chat room. Body parts of Shankletown. He actually did have a funny line.
Shankletown.
Finally, before. Let me find that. Oh, he said Rob's asshole looks like Robin Williams' knuckles.
Oh.
Very hairy. Gross. I'm sorry, Noah. Power Metal Kicks Ass says, I'm sorry for threatening your vagina. So I guess that was him.
Okay. I accept your apology. Since you say the power metal kicks ass.
There you go. And now,
but he's sorry about
fine.
It.
He's probably lying.
Oh, he's definitely lying.
Yeah. We gave him his attention that he wanted.
Yeah.
And that's the end of her story.
So yesterday, also, me and Noah went to Meetopia. That was upsetting.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay, just to give you a little thing. Meetopia is this, a little story, a little backstory. Oh. Meetopia is this event that happens on Randall's Island.
It's not that drink that they sell?
No. No, it is an event. Randall's Island, by the way, hosts such things as Warped Tour or other festival
large
tour packages.
Festival.
So it's a very big area.
Yeah.
And we show up, and as we're driving there, there's a tornado
the thing,
warning.
The thing with Meetopia is that there were supposed to be, like, chefs from all over the country from different restaurants. And, like, they were supposed to be cooking, like, 10 different species of meat. And it's all just meat. Like, there's no
hence the
vegetarian
name,
options.
Meat. In the fact, they're like, will there be vegetarian options? And the answer was, no.
Well, wait a minute. Are there burgers?
Yes.
So there are buns. cheeseburgers.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
Just order buns.
But the buns have lard in them or other animal products.
The buns are actually made out of meat.
It's like a double down.
Yeah. I had, okay, so we get there, and right as we, you know, like, I got media passes for us, so, like, we were excited that we wouldn't have to wait on the line and we could try everything. So right as we are, like, skipping through the front gate, it starts raining.
So we take cover in the trees. We drink some free beers, and then we're like, we have to make the most of this. So any place that was open, we started chowing down some meat. We had some duck.
Uh-huh.
Good. I love duck. Some meatballs.
I had meat s'mores.
Yes, that was good.
They took s'mores and they put a piece of beef in it.
Wait, yeah. So was there still chocolate and marshmallow?
Yep.
Yeah, and graham crackers. Oh, no.
It was so good.
I don't like mixing the salt and sweet.
What kind of beef was it? Like?
I forget which part, but it was delicious.
Ugh, sounds so delicious.
I can't get into that.
And I love chocolate, I love marshmallow, and I love meat.
You just don't get it.
Don't go together.
You just don't get it.
Well, whip me up a s'mores with meat.
Darren,
I'll taste
you just
it.
Don't understand.
I'll try it.
It's like that Doug Benson joke. It's two of my favorite things keeping me from enjoying two of my favorite things.
Good point.
Lots of Shankletowns in the chat at this point.
Yeah, let's read some of them.
Shankletown's clitoris.
Clitoris,
Shankletown's mole.
Shankletown's fupa.
Ingrown ass hair.
Shankletown's nipples. Shankletown's smegma. And Shankletown's butt crack.
Is smegma really a body part?
If he hasn't washed it off yet.
Yeah.
As he sits at the laptop, he has not. There's smegma building that he hasn't cleaned yet. So technically, it is on his person. Smegma Town. That's the new name.
Hey, Rob. You okay?
Yeah,
Rob.
I'm enjoying the chat. The chat. I'm looking for
more. We have more than one now?
There's a VIP chat.
Shankletown's Kreplach. Well, that reminded me. I was searching for something else. I don't know how I came across this, but I found this this singer named Yitzhak.
Are you sure it's not Yitzhak Fox?
That's what it looks like, which is the funny part. But I don't have anything to add to that. I just love that fucking name.
Did you listen to it?
Yitzhak.
Did you listen to Yitzhak?
Yeah,
demo?
It's just like Yid music. You know, it's nothing. Don't we want to play some of it?
Did he do a cover of Teetle Teetle?
Shankle Taint is in the chat.
That's great.
Oh, you guys.
All right. I'm going to find this. This is Yitzhak Fuchs singing Rashem Haaretz Umloah. This is a bad recording.
Is this from like a home video?
I'll find a better one. They're all live, everything. One is a sham, one is. You got to see this guy. He looks like Santa Claus. Actually, should I turn this off? I can't really hear it.
It sounds like a bunch of noise with random clapping.
And that was Yitzhak. I'm 70s on 7.
And then he's 70 years old.
Yeah. CBS FM! My good friend Yitzhak Fox.
Speaking of Jews, I have this acquaintance of mine that I went to elementary school with. Uh-huh. He recently added me as a friend on Facebook, and he has since transformed into a Orthodox Jew.
Is it Greg?
It's not Greg. It's way worse than Greg. And I keep him in my Facebook feed just to like hate him because everything he says is so annoying.
Just to keep your anti-Semitism up.
Yeah,
exactly.
I have people like that, not
exactly.
In a Jewish sense, but
and it takes so much restraint not to respond. And here's his latest status. I heard a very funny comment from my wife yesterday. Voting for Romney is a mitzvah. And the first comment is very funny indeed.
Is that from you?
That is not from
you. You sure reply, like, can I use that?
It's
can I use that among my friends?
Also, not surprisingly, he works for an insurance firm. And that he's like... There is yet another way to get free insurance, using the dividends from your investments to pay premiums. I like this idea. Okay.
All right.
And then he just keeps posting like solicitations like, is anyone interested in opening an individual retirement account? IRA?
Why do
I
care?
Reply to all of these. Just like, fuck with them.
Here's a good one. I'm going to say a provocative but true statement. Whole life insurance is free. Contact me if you want to know how. Free life insurance here.
So this is, how much did he pay you to read these on the
Yeah. Air?
The Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by... Yeah.
Someone in the chat wants to know if he has payas. Oh, it's Shankletown's fupa.
He has a massive beard that he grew. And it's funny, somebody responds, free life insurance? And he goes, sure, especially for young people. And then he's like, how can I acquire that? If you want, call me and I will explain it to you.
I don't care.
He's just lonely and wants people to call him.
No, he's just using Facebook to advertise his business.
Our good friend Fiddle made a good point. Are you sure that's not a spam bot that your friend did?
Maybe that was the transformation you underwent after elementary school. Not to Jew, but to spam bot.
That's good.
Thanks,
that's good.
Rob's not even paying
that's
attention.
Funny.
We've lost Rob.
Who are you?
My name's Chauncey.
Well, that's my Jewish friend.
You're only one.
That's my Jewish friend.
We don't count as friends.
You don't count as Jews.
What, really?
No. Nope.
You don't think so?
Not as Jewish as he is.
What's the, how is there more and less Jewish?
How much insurance do you sell?
Yeah.
Good point.
And do you wear one of those kippahs?
No, I don't.
And do you make bad Jewish jokes?
I'm still Jewish.
Yeah. Do you celebrate mitzvahs? Mitzvahs?
I celebrate awesome Jewish food.
Like what?
Like what? What do you like?
A little gefilte fish.
Pastrami.
Pastrami?
Yeah. Salami.
Are those Jewish food? I mean, that, I guess pastrami, yeah.
That's Eastern European Jew, baby.
Yeah. I like the Hungarian salami.
Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get that?
From, like,
Hungary?
You have to go up to the counter at a supermarket, and usually, you know how they have, like, those bins with meats and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
It's in there. You got to find, like, it's just a whole big sausage, that, and you have to cut salami pieces.
I never tried that. Wait, did you serve that here once?
No.
I thought maybe. We ate something like that here once, right?
Yeah. But I'll, you know what? I have to remember to get it for you.
All right.
I'm going to get you a big thing of salami.
I love salami. Drop.
I'm a big fan of salami as well, but like Polish or Russian smoked salami.
Yeah,
not Italian?
No, I don't really like the Italian. It's too fatty and oily. And like rubbery. I prefer like the really well-cooked, smoked Polish.
It's a lot of nitrates.
Yes.
The more nitrates, the better.
I'm sorry. There's a whole chat room full of Shankletown.
Well, you asked for it.
Shankletown's queef huffer.
Wow.
That's a good one.
That implies that Shankletown queefs.
Or Shankletown's personal queef huffer. Like when his girlfriend has a queef, the guy jumps in and huffs it.
It's like a sommelier.
Yeah.
Did I pronounce that right?
Yeah.
Oh, go me.
I applaud you. Rob can't even pronounce English words.
Apococoptic.
Somali?
Yes. It's Shankletown's personal Somalian. Somalian. S'mores. Rob.
Right. I agree with you.
What's our phone number?
646-929-1357.
If anyone else lives near a child molester, give us a call. We've got Sandusky represented. Let's see if there's anyone else.
I heard some Sandusky jokes.
Hit me.
Did you know Sandusky used to think he was very young at heart? He said he felt like a 70-year-old inside of a 10-year-old's body.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Any more?
I'll look one up. That one I just had to remember off the top of my head. Let's see. On a scale of 1 to 10, how old is Jerry Sandusky's boyfriend? That's stupid. If an older woman is chasing a younger guy is called a cougar, what do you call an older guy chasing a young boy?
Sandusky?
No, a Nittany Lion.
Oh, okay. That works. What is Nittany? I never understood that. I
no
might have
idea.
Looked it up and forgotten, though.
I don't know.
Is that like a gay lion?
Oh, this is a good one. Jerry Sandusky attempted suicide by jumping into the ocean. The Coast Guard found him bobbing up and down on a small buoy.
At least all he's right. servicing the children.
We have a caller.
Good.
Hello. Caller, you're on the air.
585, you're on the air with the Metal Injection Livecast. What's your name? Where are you from? 585. 585. Yes? Yes? We hear you?
I think we got dialed.
No.
Let's see if he does anything interesting.
I hung up. 646-929-1357. It's that easy. We will pick up a butt dial.
Or a drunk dial.
Yeah, I thought the truth ad was is that it's that easy. You can't use that for non-selling purposes. Copyright.
Fair enough. Fair enough, Sid. I agree with you.
Thank you.
What else was going on?
You tell me.
Oh, there was that priest I wanted to mention. Let me look that up. That you know that priest I like mentioning.
Oh, that priest. I know all about that priest.
Speaking of Sandusky, the priest that was trying to defend him, saying that it was the kid's fault for seducing him.
Those awesome. Kids are fucking sluts.
Let me look up the story.
Don't mind me eating my dog snacks on the mic.
In the meantime, let's ask Noah this question from the chat.
Okay.
Would you fuck Meatloaf?
No. Wait, like an actual Meatloaf or the guy
sure.
Meatloaf?
You have to clarify that. Well, for the guy, let's say, you would not. Okay. Any reason why?
He's like 70 right now.
All right, in his
really
prime,
he was in Fight Club.
When he was in his prime, would you fuck him?
Not really.
Was he ever in his prime?
No, well, closer to what his prime would be. How about that?
I don't know that he...
younger man? How can we say? He was younger.
Sorry, yeah, that's true. When he was younger, do that. Because I don't know that there ever really was a prime.
How about Gary Cherone?
I don't know if I know who that is.
He's the lead singer of Extreme and then later Van Halen, briefly.
He was working the coat check at Metal Masters.
then no.
How about General So's chicken? Would you fuck that?
Yes.
Well, would you fuck General So? I think
he's
the question.
Dead.
No,
he got a chicken named after him.
I think General So was a apocryphal. He's not a real person, is he?
I hope he is.
I think it's just a name that they stuck on the chicken.
Who's they? The Chinese?
The Chinese people, yes.
No, General So.
The Chinaman.
Real person.
Well, there may have been a General So. There's, you know, they have like four names in China. Just saying. I don't think.
Oh, there's an ambient metal band called General So. You have to listen to them.
Thrash it or trash it. That's a good one.
They sound good, but half an hour later, you just want to listen to something else.
Sid, would you fuck with Scott's lazy eye?
Oh.
That was for Noah, but I figured you'd know it more.
Yeah, because would Noah fuck a lazy eye? Would you just stick the eyeball into your vagina like a Benoit ball?
Would anyone here fuck Mindy Mayer?
No.
That voice. Ugh. She's not hideous looking. I don't think she's really unattractive, but she's not attractive.
She's loud.
Yeah, she's not really hot either, but she's not.
Can you
like,
imagine
gross.
Like what she? Well, I don't know. She seems like she's just like a dead weight during sex.
I don't think she probably hasn't had sex.
She probably like all her underwear is from Victoria's Secrets, so she thinks she's like all sexy, but then she doesn't actually do anything, and like it stops at the underwear.
What? It's enough! I'm at the underwear on.
It's pink for the youth.
I'm gonna change Hollywood, Washington. By laying here while you fuck me.
So this is General So.
Huh?
So I'm listening to it. General Suck?
Where are they from?
This sucks with a silent T in front of it. I had a friend that used to just go General T-So every time he said that.
What
did
you
ever
correct
China.
Him?
I corrected him over and over, and he said I was wrong.
General,
like, don't be close-minded, Dad.
Why didn't you open up... dictionary.com or something.
Because
it's
it were in front of a computer then. And it was like
a name. I don't
ago.
Know that it would be on dictionary.com.
I don't think we need to look to this anymore, Rob.
Yeah, this is really bad.
This is killing the conversation.
I wouldn't even say this is bad. It's just like, it's not...
It's just a nuisance.
Not done.
Yeah. Have they started playing yet, or are they tuning?
I'd say it's bad. I don't enjoy
it. Probably Metal Mister sounded like this, like when they were just noodling around.
Hmm? I'm trying to chew my dog's neck quietly.
I don't know how that affects you listening to the show.
Nuts, you can't chew and listen at the same time.
You're chewing your dog's nuts, did you say?
My dog snacks.
Oh. That was an inside joke. No one knows what you're saying.
Even, that was off the air that you talked about your dog snacks,
I
think.
That's
fine. You're high.
All of us think you're eating.
Yeah, explain what you're eating.
Some of these Israeli snacks look like dog food, but they're tasty.
More like hamster food, like bird food.
They look like rabbit poop.
Yeah.
I guess. But what? They taste like falafel. It's falafel snacks.
They're not even asking anything that makes sense to me. Would you fuck around like this?
Which Bruno?
Your dog.
No.
Of course she wouldn't fuck her own dog.
Who would be the top?
You gotta ask something that's like a real provocative question, you know? Like that she would have a deep answer to.
Would you fuck Paul Ryan?
Mm-mm.
Romney.
What if you could prevent Romney from getting elected by fucking him? Would you do
I
that?
I guess I'll take one for the team.
There you
Yay,
go.
Noah.
I shouldn't even
for the sake
anything.
Of the country.
Honestly, I don't even know who you support. I shouldn't say that out of hand like that.
Nobody.
Okay, so you don't care who.
You're not going to vote.
I am going to vote.
Who are you going to vote for?
I don't know.
Undecided.
The Green Party.
Okay.
So
actually,
you have a candidate this year?
There's like a website, I think it's like whowouldyouvoteFor.com or something, where they ask you how you feel on certain issues and then they tell you which representative is closest to your
issue.
Is issues.
That really what we've come to? Like an online questionnaire to tell you who you should
vote for? It's a good
website.
It's a good questionnaire. It's interesting.
Who did it tell you should vote for?
The Green Party.
Larry Flynt.
But you know what it is? If you have a majority of sensible answers to those questions, you get the Green Party.
Probably.
Yeah.
No
it's
matter
probably
what.
A Green Party website.
The only people who could – you'd have – I tried redoing it with, like, fake answers, and there's no way to get anything but the Green Party unless you pick retarded –
Unless you're, like,
answers.
Trolling the website.
Yes, exactly. The only
so
way to get right. Republican is –
So it's clearly
retarded.
A website run by the Green Party.
I guess. I mean, there's no clear indication of that, though.
Well, if every road leads to the Green Party, pretty much.
No, but I think that's legitimately the truth. Like, people – the majority of people with sensible opinions have no party to vote for, except the Green Party.
But the
sucks.
Majority of people that are sensible enough to know that a vote for the Green Party is a wasted vote, so what's the point of the website?
Exactly.
Yeah.
I guess they're making that very esoteric point by doing this. Someone didn't ask a question, they just averred that you would fuck Julia Childs.
Oh.
Without any evidence whatsoever.
Isn't she dead?
That doesn't mean anything.
I guess if she cooked a good enough meal as a reward, I would.
They're talking about bestiality with Bruno. I mean, you might as well throw some necrophilia in there.
Could she cook a meal made out of Bruno? I bet
she'd
make it tasty.
No,
dog Rogan
you're not
Josh.
Allowed to do that.
Why not?
He's my dog.
Look, a brulash.
Hey, look over there.
No, I'm not going to fall for that. No, I know what you're doing.
Totally give your dog to dead Julia Child.
How long ago? How long did you think she was going to be looking that way?
Long enough
yeah.
for me to revive
still,
Julia Child.
You still have to exhume her body.
Yeah, well, I feel like
the
whoever's in
here.
The chat was asking about it.
Fly to England.
Yeah.
It'd be delicious.
What do you think Bruno would taste like?
He would probably taste really good because he eats really well, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And he's so sweet.
Should end the show early. Get hungry.
No. Eat the pretzels, Darren.
I'm
or
on
you can
a
have
diet,
my dog snack.
You could rub the
so
pretzel
you
on
dog
Bruno.
You get eat pretzel?
Use Bruno
yeah.
as a dip.
Have you ever had street meat, Darren?
Yes.
That's dog.
That's not
or
dog.
Stop. Yes, it is.
It's rat.
Or rat. No, I mean, they get warm out of a cat or rat.
People treat me this outside New York. I don't know if that's a thing.
Probably not.
Like they see on every street in Manhattan.
No. Just like chicken
and they make
rice
it smell
whatever.
Really good with these spices,
yeah.
but the meat is actual, like, stray animals.
It is delicious, though. I don't even care.
It's not spices. It's the cologne that the vendors wear.
No, not even on my diet, but I mean, I have no qualms. Like you told me tomorrow that was dog, I would still eat it.
Oh.
It's good.
You know,
it's that easy.
You know.
The truth is that it's dog meat.
Yeah. But it's just the sauces that you like, because they just cover it in, like, red and white sauce.
Mm-hmm. I don't care. So what?
No, it's always about color with you, Noah.
Okay.
Whatever.
Red and white sauce. Those are two colors.
Yeah. Blood
is it a hip-hop sauce?
Now, here's a question that's provocative. Would fuck a Chinaman? The sense that would you have, if there was a man you wanted to, I'm adding this.
If he was a Chinaman.
If there was a man you were attracted to, like, would it bother you that he was Chinese?
Is he, like, off the boat Chinese, or has he been in this country for
a while?
Haven't
we covered this? Like, didn't you have, like, some guy, like, when you were walking your dog?
Yeah,
you
there's...
Into?
No, but
there's,
that was one specific guy. I mean, I want to generally answer this.
Yeah.
You would date an Asian man?
Yeah, if we have stuff in common.
Okay,
I like the Asian guys who are metalheads with, like, long hair and stuff.
What if he was off the boat and had bags of fish that he was carrying around?
No, no.
He caught while on the boat.
No.
And clipped his toenails on the train.
Ew, no. And he had, like, a long hair growing out of his mole, like three of them on his face.
Noah, peruck my mole.
Peruck it.
It getting very wrong. Noah, I like when you squirt.
Ew.
I make egg foo young out your squirt.
Oh, that's so, like, such a turn off, Darren.
The squirting egg foo young is a turn off for you, Noah?
I'll speak Spanish
no,
later.
Just his accent. It's like sand coming out of my vagina. Sorry.
Yeah. We fried that up in a wok and make a good sauce.
Ew!
Vagina sand and broccoli, number 67.
Garlic sauce? You put some garlic sauce
with
on
garlic
there?
Sauce.
Okay, I'll order. I'll take that. I'm good with that.
Vagina sand. Hey, that's a very good idea. This show's going to hell.
Would you ever fuck an Asian girl?
Would I fuck an Asian girl? I have fucked an Asian girl.
Oh.
Part Asian girl.
Which part?
Actually, her facial features were Asian looking, and her body, she was Puerto Rican and Korean.
Oh.
No, Puerto Rican. Like, it's got to be straight Chinese.
Well, she looked totally Asian.
Or Asian, I guess.
But she had, like, a Puerto Rican body.
Did she, Puerto Rican or Korean, did she live in a bodega? like, the love child of a bodega.
I would theoretically, but I'm not usually not attracted to them. If there was one I was attracted to.
Margaret Cho?
I told you I tried to meet Margaret Cho once, right? Because she made an appearance there. And I was going to go there to see if I could hit on her. Just to see if I could hit on a celebrity, you know. And,
is she a lesbian?
I don't think so. I think
she's
just a fag hag.
She's very popular with
the
lesbian. Yeah.
I think she's just a fag hag.
Okay.
I don't know, though. I can't say one way or the other. But Rob's not really listening to the show. If he was listening,
I'm just Googling
he could Google. Oh, I thought you were doing something over there, like, separate.
I'm watching porn.
But I thought just because, you know, she's a celebrity, but she's not particularly attractive.
So,
like,
Asa Akira?
What was your game plan? How are you?
Well, I was going to go up and try to talk to her in the course of my job and, like, you know, kind of schmooze her.
Would you be like, hey, you know, I'm the manager of this place?
No, but I wasn't. That would be obviously a lie.
So you wouldn't kind of exaggerate your position or title?
No, I would go the other route of, like, being really charming.
Hmm.
And see if I could get out and go on a date with her. But
she's married to a
guy. I feel like Darren's really good at that because you, like, in the past, like, have hit on, like, you can be anywhere, and if you see a girl that's attractive to you, you'll have the balls just to go up and talk to her.
You should use past tense, because I have a girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't want her listening to this and
thinking. Yeah, no,
I'll
I said in the
that.
Past.
Oh, on the way over here, Darren macked at least seven girls.
You weren't with me on the way over here. Shut up.
Because you were too busy macking it.
You were telling all about it.
Darren doesn't have a reason to hit on girls now, because his girlfriend is perfect for
him. She really is. She's awesome. And exactly my type physically, too.
Yeah.
What I was going to say, though, is that what was I just saying before that?
I was saying
Margaret
that you,
Cho.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, no. I at the same place, same job, I hit on Christina Aguilera.
You did?
100%, and it got
rejected.
First of all,
how did you get so
nice.
Close to her? Did you have an
she
army
was
of bodyguards?
There shopping undercover, like she had sweatpants on and fucking shades, and nobody with her at all, and like a hoodie.
It was actually Sally Jesse
was
Raphael.
Was this at Tower Records or something?
No. It was another place where I was, which I don't want to say. But she, I worked at Tower Records when I was like 18. But she's walking around. I don't. This was not my job. Like I had like a little office or whatever. But I wandered over there pretending to be a floor person. And I was like, hey, do you need help? Said, oh yeah, actually, I'm looking for Green Day. Blah blah blah. So I went and helped her. And then I got into a conversation, and I totally pretended I had no idea who she was.
Mm-hmm.
So, because all the floor people were told to stay the fuck away from her, like, oh my God, she's here, blah blah blah. So I pretend I don't know who she is, and I'm like, what do you do for a living? Like, she's like, oh, I'm from out of town. Like, she's making these faces, like, mm-hmm. Is this guy retarded? You know?
And don't you know who I am?
I said, what's your name? She goes, Christina.
Oh, she actually gave you her real name?
Yeah. And so like, I was like, would you ever want to go hang out? Or, you know, and she's like, oh, that's so nice. Like, I feel like she was getting really gassed that someone didn't know who the fuck she was. And she was happy to have a regular conversation.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So she's like, oh, no, you know, I have a career. I'm a recording artist, you know. And I was like, oh, that's great. Well, I hope you make it, you know.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah,
I bet she goes and she tells people that.
Boyfriend, all that. So I was like, oh, okay, it was nice talking to you. I don't think. You really think she would remember it that much later?
Yeah, I'm sure she said it at the
You were probably
table.
The first guy that hit on her without knowing that she's a celebrity.
But
like,
he did know.
A long time.
He was
pretending to
her.
I mean, like, yeah.
From her perspective.
She's like, oh, my God, he actually thinks I'm beautiful.
She was very attractive without any, you know, alteration.
I bet now you would have a chance with her.
Why, she
isn't she, like, doubled in size?
But she's still a major celebrity.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like she
I don't know.
Kid now, she's divorced.
Yeah, I don't
she's
want
been
her
through
now.
The ringer. She's, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now most people don't recognize her. Like, you look like a swollen Christina Aguilera. Did anyone ever tell you that?
My girlfriend went to this some kind of shoot because, you know, she would, like, in the course of her job, she interacts with celebrities a lot or whatever. So she's at this shoot and they're doing photos and all that. And this guy, like, Miss Piggy was there. Oh, she wasn't at this one, actually. She wanted to go to it. She couldn't get to it. So Miss Piggy's there, and, like, somehow they got a picture. And you see the picture from, like, above, and Miss Piggy has to stand behind this fucking, like, door of a car for the whole time because so you don't see the puppeteer.
Yeah.
And you see the guy crouching down like an idiot, like this poor, like, crouched like a catcher for fucking 2 hours. I don't know. It's so bad for him.
To pretend to hang out with a puppet.
Yeah. No, I meant the puppet guy.
Oh.
The guy doing the puppet.
Oh, he's actually hanging out with the puppet.
Yeah, he has to stay down there.
Is he also the one doing the voice?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you should be on your knees when you're doing a voice like that. I don't know what that means. It sounded good. Right, Rob?
It does sound good on
Thank
your knees.
You. Oh, wow.
So, Margaret Cho, lesbo, no?
No, she's not a lesbian. She's married to a man.
Yeah.
So
well, that doesn't know. Actually mean anything.
Any other celebrity sightings at your former job that you want to... mentioned.
Oh, yeah, actually,
Yokozuna.
Alanis Morissette, and, well, actually, I should rewind before I say this. We had this old, horrible, clunky elevator, okay, that all the employees were forced to take the elevator. It was a freight elevator, and they used to tell us, never take the freight elevator. Take the old, shitty elevator, because they didn't want anyone interfering with the freight and all that.
Yeah.
So, there's this, and it used to break every fucking day. So when they would bring the celebrities in to do their signings, they'd get stuck in the elevator.
Was it like one of those elevators where you have to, like, bring it up by hand?
No. It was like a real elevator, but it was really old and shitty. And Aerosmith got stuck in the elevator for, like, about an hour.
Like Robin there, too?
Yeah, there was a whole, like,
did I have to go shit in the elevator at the same time?
There was, like, 30,000 people waiting for Aerosmith. And they're like, oh, the fuck out of her. And there's, like, people with welding torches trying to open the door.
So they would cut them out from the bottom, right. And then the band would fall down the chute.
So then, like, I don't know, it must have been, like, 4 months later, Alanis Morissette comes. And they're like, you know, someone in the meeting goes, oh, we should really bring Alanis Morissette through the freight elevator because, you know, we don't want her to get stuck like Aerosmith. Like, oh, no, it'll be fine. And so they bring her in through the regular, and she gets stuck in the elevator.
Wow. Was she really pissed?
Yes. Oh, my God. You know what they actually did? They somehow couldn't get it to go to the floor it had to go to. So they somehow, I don't know how, they got it to go back up. but they couldn't get it to go down. So after she was stuck in there for like an hour or like less, almost an hour, they got it to go up. She gets off that floor, takes the freight elevator down, and where it was is right by my office. She's walking right by, motherfucking cocksucker. Like she starts cursing like a sailor because she's stuck in the fucking elevator for an hour. It was hilarious.
I'm just surprised she didn't go home. Did she perform?
She lives in Canada. She didn't perform it. She was just signing.
Oh.
Celebrities really have a tough.
Yeah. At that store, they did.
Make them earn it.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Couldn't they just take the stairs?
Yeah. Like how big? Like how many levels was the store?
Four.
Oh.
But there were no stairs. There were like stairs in some real remote location.
There was just a pole.
You had to walk into the next building.
Awesome. There's a celebrity slide.
Yeah. You really had to walk into the next building and to get the stairs through a tunnel or something.
And then like hop on the roof to the other side.
I'll tell you who else I met there. Ron Jeremy.
Oh, God.
I met Ron Jeremy. Gross.
He was a really nice guy, though. And he's like your height. Not even your height. He's shorter than you.
Yeah.
And so grizzled looking and nasty. But very nice guy.
But very nice.
He looks like a Brillo scrub.
Yeah. Yeah. But I think, you're saying, oh, very nice. I think he would say the exact same thing about himself.
He's like if Rob had a baby with a catcher's mitt.
Because he's leathery.
Thank you.
He's just more compact.
Yeah, yeah.
So like it would be halfway in between the size of a catcher's mitt and Rob.
Yes. Oh, for that
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Anyone
at least now
there?
You know.
Oh, someone said, did I meet any pro wrestlers? We were supposed to get Ric Flair there when his DVD came out.
Mm-hmm.
And we couldn't get him. So I went over to FYE, which he signed at instead, and met him there.
Did you ask him why he didn't show up at your job?
No, it wasn't up to him. It was like his publicist or whatever.
Any interesting encounter with the Nature Boy?
No. He's like a typical celebrity. After that, I started hating him. Like, I was a huge fan of his.
Yeah, once you read his book.
He's such a Republican dickhead. Yeah.
It's true.
And an asshole to everyone around him.
Of course.
He believes his own hype. It's very sad.
Yeah, he's like Bret Hart. He's like a mark for himself.
There's a lot of really funny stories. Deadspin has a column called Virgil's Mailbag.
Right, yeah.
And it's basically people send in stories about encounters with wrestlers that they've had outside of the ring. And anytime there's a Ric Flair story, it's always amazing.
Mm. Yeah.
Because it's like
this is interruption is brought to you by Mindy Mayer.
This one story was about how this guy was at Key West and he was at some bar and he saw that Ric Flair was there. And then he started wooing at Ric Flair, and then Ric Flair wooed back, and he like threw a bunch of hundreds on the table. He's like, "Get everyone a drink on the Nature Boy!" Woo! And then like they went to another bar, and then they were walking around, and they saw Ric Flair's wife carrying him out of the bar.
Really?
Because he was so drunk, and she was like pissed off that she had to carry him out.
Was she carrying him on her back? With both her hands on her?
Yeah.
It was
a fireman's carry. And she sat him down as she went around to get the car. And then as he was sitting, a crowd kind of gathered and started wooing at him, like, woo, woo, and like giving him the four horsemen sign. So his wife pulled up with the car. She's like, get in the car now. And he gets up and he does like the Flair strut. He does a strut into the car and flaps into the car like he would fall when hitting like a turnbuckle or something.
Oh, you're kidding me.
He flapped into the car. That was the story. And his wife was so pissed.
Oh, man.
That sounds like a wrestling storyline. Anyway.
By the way, Shankletown Soul Patch just said... He said Ric Flair is the Dave Mustaine of wrestling, which is very accurate, I think.
Aren't most wrestlers the Dave Mustaine of wrestling?
I think he's, because he's a Republican, he's very outspoken and out of touch with reality.
I bet Kane would also. He's like
he's a libertarian.
Like,
yeah, he's big on Ron Paul.
But aren't most Ron Paul people also sort of crazy conspiracy theory type?
Yes.
Like Mustaine probably fancies himself a libertarian too.
That's true. I think he's more like a sensible... Kane is, not Dave Mustaine.
Yes, Kane is sensible.
Well, the
that's
actor that plays
Kane's
Kane.
The sensible one.
Oh, come on. You know this is wrestling's fake,
ask
right?
Ask Katie Fick.
That's
how
true.
Sensible.
She's dead. Can't ask
right.
him.
Leave her out of this,
fuck
okay?
The corpse.
Angel Stain is in better financial shape, says Shankletown's Fupa. That is true. That is
not
true.
For long.
Ric Flair is really broke. It would be hard to get broker than him.
They should do a Lulu type collaboration album with Wu-Wing and Megadeth.
Yeah.
The music.
Hello, me.
I mean,
meet the real me.
Woo! Yeah, that would be awesome.
And that's the whole thing.
Rob,
Shankletown Soul Patch now says Rob would want to meet Stan Hansen. I don't know why.
I don't
want
to meet Stan Hansen.
He'd probably glare at you.
Yeah, like both. I mean, I'd love to party with Ric Flair. Ric Flair seems like a good guy to party with.
You think?
Yeah.
A good guy.
Like he knows how to party.
Yeah, but you'd be paying for it.
No, he'd be paying for it.
He has no money.
He spends all his money on partying,
but he has none left.
Yeah.
It's because he spends it all. Any money. All
right.
He gets,
whatever
the
reason is, he doesn't have it. He can't treat you anywhere.
No, he has to keep his image up, and then he'll like give his credit card, and then it'll be rejected, and then I'll be out of there by then.
Oh, okay, good. Dine and Dash.
That's how I envision.
Dine and Dash on table 12. It's Flair again.
That Pasbani guy.
That Pasbani guy?
Yeah.
Thanks, Sid.
What?
It would be, there's that guy, the host of the nightly show on Sirius XM Liquid Metal.
Bro,
and then every
truth.
Sunday, he comes with his friends and they do a podcast.
He comes
called
with
the
his friends.
Yes, we
live
sit in the circle coming.
The guys at Outback Steakhouse would know all this about you.
Yep.
They just know you're that Pasbani guy that never pays his bill.
That's just what they sing to everybody when it's their birthday.
Yeah. It just so happens to be true about Rob.
I like it. Please sing that to me, everyone.
Sound better than half the shit you play on this show.
Balls.
Overhead.
I agree.
So, well, it's time to wrap up.
Yes.
Yep.
I think we talked about a lot of interesting subjects today, you guys.
Yes, we did. It was fun. I had fun. Flew by.
Yeah.
It did fly by. I agree.
And remember, everyone come up with new Shankletown body parts next week. And we will see you then.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. Ta-ta.